I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
Good morning. It's Thursday, September 22nd. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. The two men running for Los Angeles County Sheriff in the fall election faced off in a debate last night. KPCC's Frank Stoltz was one of the moderators as Sheriff Alex Villanueva took on his challenger, former Long Beach Police Chief Robert Luna.
During the debate here at the Skirball Cultural Center, Villanueva said the County Board of Supervisors recruited Luna to run against him because they want to control the sheriff's office.
They want a puppet, and we have the person right here as that puppet. This is about the independence of the Sheriff's Department and checks and balances against the unlimited power of the Board of Supervisors. That's what's at stake.
Luna criticized Villanueva for constantly fighting with the Board of Supervisors and promised to work more cooperatively with it.
I would stop this us versus them culture and mentality. Every time he brings up the Board of Supervisors, there's anger in his voice. He hates them. This is why the public trust has been eroded.
All five members of the board have endorsed Luna. The relationship between the board and the sheriff is important because the board controls the sheriff's budget. Covering civics and democracy, I'm Frank Stoltz.
The UCLA Anderson School of Management is out with its quarterly economic forecast, and there are some rays of sunshine amid the clouds. The latest UCLA Anderson forecast echoes its June prediction that there won't be a U.S. recession in the next 12 months, though there is a lot of uncertainty about what lies ahead, what with inflation, interest rate hikes, and the continuing pandemic. It sees the California economy likely continuing to improve, thanks in part to the tech industry and an increase in defense spending. On the downside, forecast economists say that the state's robust economy will be held back a bit by economic weakness in the rest of the country, and our transportation and logistics industries will be further challenged as the country continues a shift from consuming goods to using services. Mortgage rates have shot up dramatically in the past 9 months. The rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage has doubled. A spokesperson for real estate website Zillow, Emily McDonald, says that is keeping pressure on the rental market, with typical rent in the LA metro area up 12% from last year, and she says it's likely to keep on rising.
So renting a home is an emotional and challenging process as it is, and with rising rents, it's only adding to that stress renters are under. But it is possible.
She recommends using the price history tool to see past prices on rental listings. That can help you figure out a monthly budget and get your employment history, tax forms, and landlord references. You may need to compromise by stretching out your commute another 15 minutes or getting a roommate. The City of LA's first circular textile report is out this week. It looks at waste from LA's textile industry, which it says dumped more than 215,000 tons of fabric waste from 2019 till last year. That includes clothing scraps and also sheets, blankets, and mops, and even uniforms. In total, 6% of LA's commercial waste. That's double the state's average. Mark Sue with LA Sanitation and Environment says that the circular textile report is the first big step to address textile waste.
We're talking about infrastructure. We're talking about policy. So it's the creation of something grand, something large, as well as really starting a new industry even of recycling and reuse here in the city of Los Angeles.
Sue says that the city is looking to fund phase two of its textile report, which will set up infrastructure to pilot solutions. You can read the full study at lacitysan.org. In recent weeks, an outbreak of COVID-19 has sickened 71 employees in the LA Unified School District's downtown headquarters. KPCC's Kyle Stokes reports some employees argue this was avoidable.
In April, Superintendent Alberto Carvalho ordered all headquarters staff still working remotely to return to the office. Within weeks, an LAUSD facilities expert raised, quote, serious concerns about whether the ventilation system could adequately prevent COVID-19 spread. That's according to emails that Adriana Salazar Avila of the Teamsters Local 572 shared with KPCC.
I believe the members who raised the problems, whose background is in HVAC and engineering, they still haven't been answered completely to their satisfaction that the building is safe.
LAUSD officials have insisted that ventilation systems meet standards. KPCC has also learned the building failed at least one recent county health inspection because multiple employees were not wearing masks, as state regulations require during an outbreak. A spokesperson said the office passed a new inspection last week. Covering education, I'm Kyle Stokes.
The World Surfing Games are taking place in Huntington Beach this week. Nearly 250 athletes are vying for medals and an extra spot for their country at the 2024 Paris Olympics. How can those of us non-surfers watch a competition and understand what's going on? KPCC's Jill Rep Local did some research.
And we have yellow up and riding from Team Puerto Rico, Mia Calderon.
Competitive surfing, in my opinion, is about as spectator-friendly a sport as you can get. At the World Surfing Games, there are no high-priced tickets. You just bring an umbrella and a beach chair and park yourself right in front of the action. But how to know what exactly you're watching for? First of all, the surfers compete in heats that are usually 20 minutes each. Their score for the heat comes from the two best waves they catch, with a max score of 10 points per wave. The judges are looking for things like difficulty, control, and fluidity. And it helps if you can throw in a flashy move right near the shore. USA Surfing head coach Ryan Simmons calls it an exclamation point.
It's the last thing the judges see to sort of stamp your score.
The finals are this Saturday at the Huntington Beach Pier. Covering Orange County, I'm Jill Redlogle.
A warming trend is forecast through early next week. Highs will be in the low to mid 80s from the beaches into downtown Los Angeles. In the coastal valleys, the range will be in the 80s to around 90 degrees. And in the Antelope Valley, upper 70s to mid 80s. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com and listen live anytime at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.